I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
You guys, no joke, it's Andy in the clubhouse. In my dressing room. As of this morning, had 102 fever. And I went to this place and I was like, y'all, Daddy's got a show tonight. He's never missed a show in nine years. You gotta get rid of this before 11 p.m. I got an IV drip. I got a shot of penicillin in my ass. And I have no more fever. And it's almost 11. What do you think about that? I can't believe it. I am a little lower energy than I might normally be. And I'm thinking I'm going to do a shot of whiskey. The doctor was like, do you know how to make a hot toddy? Literally, she was recommending a hot toddy, which is kind of incredible. Anyway, we have Bethany and Leah Michelle on tonight. Leah Michelle is a massive Housewives fan. And Bethany is kind of the motherlode of Housewives. So, it's going to be great. Bye.
We're all missing her on Glee a little, and her apartment made Sonia pee a little. It's Watch What Happens Live with Bethany Frankel and Leah Michelle now. Live, I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two women who are so vocal. This might be the last time you'll hear me speak for the whole 30 minutes. She is an OG New York housewife and business mogul who, through her humanitarian efforts in Puerto Rico and beyond, has shown us it's great to be successful, but it's even better to be strong. Serving up Rhoda Morgenstern, please welcome back Bethany Frankel. Do I always say that?
I don't know if you've said that, but people have said that to me in the past.
Of course they have. And you loved her in Glee and Scream Queens. Now she's about to make a whole bunch of queens in your town scream with Glee in her LMDC tour with Darren Criss. Welcome, Housewives superfan Leah Michelle. Hey, Leah. Great to see you again.
Oh, thanks for
having
me.
So glad you're here.
This is so exciting.
Yes.
Bethany.
I know you're
so cool.
Yeah. Over at the bar, I have some good news for you. It's the band behind the hit single, Good News. Samantha Ronson, Pete Nappy, and Ethan Thompson from Ocean Park Standoff. Hey, guys. And I found out tonight Samantha's a New York Housewives fan, so I like that.
Yeah.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming. I want to get started. Dorinda has been quite annoyed by Sonia this season. Tonight, she described it as downright animalistic. Take a look.
Yeah, I'm sorry about what happened between Sonia and you.
Here's the thing, she's a rattlesnake. Yeah. You want to touch her, hold her by the tail and shake, and don't let that face come up and bite you. Shake and shake hard, honey. Because once you let go, it's going to go one spit and twice shy.
I mean, let me ask you this, because you've spent a lot of time with Dorinda at this point. Does this stuff just tumble out of her mouth the way it tumbles out of your mouth?
It does, but it's not. Just because you say it so emphatically doesn't mean it's... You don't hold a rattlesnake by the tail. Then it will bite you in the face.
Yeah,
you hold a rattlesnake by the head, if we're getting literal. But yes, it just flies out of her mouth, and I can relate.
Leah, you are such a huge Housewives fan. I know you're excited to be here with Bethany. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock,
oh my
and
God.
You can ask her anything you want about the Housewives.
Okay, ready?
Yes. Yep, go.
Okay, if you could bring back any OG Housewife to New York, who would it be?
Oh my God, that's so good.
Say Jill.
It's like Sophie's Choice. I guess it would be, if I had to
Jill?
Pick, this is like, wow, I guess it would have to be Jill.
Okay. So far, if you had to look back and say what is your most favorite moment on the show in all history, what would it be?
Wow.
Not because it was fun, but watching Kelly implode like a casino in Vegas. In Vegas, casinos implode, and you can watch it, and it's quiet.
Who was the last person you texted? There's a
nobody.
Good one.
I don't know. I don't.
Oh, really?
You mean the last housewife she texted?
No, anybody. Just the last person you
I'll
texted.
I'll get back to you. Okay. I don't know. I don't know.
I like that question.
Like, what's
yeah,
that,
I love that question.
I don't know.
All right, Bethany and Leah have joined me live in the clubhouse to take your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, last week on Watch What Happens Live, Bethany's former BFF Carol took some shots at the B, and she definitely did not miss. Here's what, Bethany, take a look at this. I want your reaction on the other side.
Okay.
When Bethany said, Carol needs to have a best friend close, were you surprised? Is that true?
No, it's not true, but everything Bethany says about me is not true. That wasn't the friendship I was having with her at the time, so I was just as surprised as the audience was to hear all of that. You know, I was just being a really good friend. Wrote a lot of checks for her charity.
Well, I think saying everything Bethany says about me is not true, I think this audience would disagree with that because everything I say is always true.
She said she was very surprised. She said she was very surprised about the way that you were characterizing her in your interviews.
I don't think I haven't really been talking about Carol that much in my interviews. I said there was a shift, and there was. And when you come onto a show, and you have so many people involved in it, it becomes, you know, bigger. And the thing is, I wanted it sort of just to dissolve, and it got more intense. And I think that
and
some
it
of
gets
the,
more intense as the season
it gets
goes
more
on.
Intense. And I think that the way that you react to something is as important as the initial something. So we had a shift that I don't think there was that big of a deal. But everything that I said, what was going on? There had been a little bit of a shift, and I did invite her to stay at my house in the Hamptons, and she said she was staying with Tinsley, and it was a little bit late in the game. But I had my daughter and I had Dennis staying at my house, and I wasn't going to have cameras in my house with my daughter there. So no, not to get too meta, fourth wall, but you guys would want to film if I'm there with Dennis, Carol, my daughter, and it wouldn't have even happened. And she did donate to my charity, and I'm so grateful for all the women who donated. Sonia's the only one who didn't donate, which does not make her, she could donate to whatever she wants to donate. It's everyone do you, boo.
Second on tonight's Real Housewives in New York City is the conductor of the party train. Ramona wasted no time going swiftly off the rails. Take a look.
We got it. I'll help you carry a tree.
Ramona, wait, they're doing it already.
Let's take some of this stuff here.
Be careful, don't. That we have some of those.
Missy! My Missy, I've been missing my Missy.
Okay, this is fun.
Hey, Lou.
Really?
Are you invited, Miss? Wait, I should invite her because she doesn't see him anymore.
I hope so.
Men make us nutty. Why? You know me, and I know me, and then we're all getting along. I'm just saying, that's a common denominator.
I have been there.
You know, I'm closer now to Carol than
what
I am to you.
What do you mean
I'm closer to Luann than you? You're an absentee.
Did you not hear? I was just in an answer.
Did you not hear?
You don't hear me.
She's out to lunch, I swear.
What?
She's out to lunch. I just want to choke her sometimes.
Okay, here's what. Since Ramona And Sonia did not make up tonight. We want to know what you make of it. Go to WWHL.TV right now and tell us, whose side are you on, Ramona or Sonia? Leah Michelle, whose side are you on, Ramona or Sonia?
It's kind of hard to pick.
Really?
I would say that right now I'm on Ramona's side, which I don't really think I was ever going to say that.
Wow.
But Sonia's a little on the other side of the field.
She sends her regards, by the way.
Who does?
Ramona.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, we're friends.
Yes. Okay, well, it's good that you picked her then. You did too, audience. Finally, tonight, Sonia treated Bethany to a private lesson in loyalty that was a little hard to follow. Take a look.
Even prison bitches have their one person they're loyal to. What does that mean?
In honor of that, here's what. Let's spill the loyal tea. Leah, I'm going to go through some different situations that have graced the New York Housewives. You will gracefully say where your loyalties would lie. Ramona innocently invited Missy to her party, and poor Luann had to make pleasantries with her. Whose side are you on there?
Well, she's invited her to things before, yes. But I definitely think she was stirring the pot, for sure.
Yes. 100%.
Carol advised Tinsley to play it cool with Scott.
So good.
Here's how that went.
This was so good.
Oh. Are you kidding me right now?
Amazing. This is the best part. She cried.
This is so crazy.
I am so shocked. Right. I have not seen him for 2.5 months.
Great.
This is the best surprise I've ever had.
So good.
So how did she do? Did she play it cool?
I love her. Like, I'm loving her on the show. She definitely didn't play it cool, but I probably would have done the exact same thing.
Last week, we met Dennis. Gucci sweater aside, does he seem like a good fit for Bethany?
100%. I am so team Dennis. We don't have to label it. We don't have to say what it is.
And
but
he's here in the audience tonight wearing a sneaker shirt.
You
got a lot of crap for the Gucci sweater last week, right?
I got crap.
You got crap for the Gucci sweater.
He has 40 of them.
He does.
Right. So I love that one. And I love that everybody else backed him up and went against the family.
Dorinda went in on Sonia for comparing divorce to a spouse dying. Whose side are you on there?
That's a really, 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 really tough one.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
I have only experienced one and a really bad one, but I think that death is permanent. Dorinda said it best. You can't speak to the person anymore.
Carol was disappointed by the marathon party Ramona threw. She said it was...
I think it was definitely it wasn't a party for her, that's for sure, but it was a nice thing, and it doesn't need to be a theme. I mean, who runs a marathon and needs a party? I love Carol, but I felt like that was a nice thing, and...
I think it was nice, too, and I'm not exactly on Ramona's, fan squad, but I was at the table, and I thought
it was nice.
And at least there was a toast to it, et cetera. We weren't going to, be in track pants running across the table.
Thank you very much for playing. By the way, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you
I'm
so
very
much.
Happy. That's, someone had tweeted in wanting to know if you need a crane to carry your,
your
ring. Can you show your ring?
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Well, and it happened in the Hamptons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's very
nice. I know, it's
Were you
great.
Surprised?
I was. I was so surprised. I kept saying, stop joking around. But I was so great. Yeah, I keep thinking it's borrowed and I have to give it back at some point.
Wow. Okay. Leah, Barry T wants to know, thoughts on Beverly Hills and what did you think of Teddy as an addition to the show?
I thought by the end of the season, she warmed up and fit in well. I thought it was a good season. New York right now is on fire.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills was good.
It's a different pace.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to look at. There's a lot of good eye candy there.
Yes.
It's a lot of costume changes.
You've been watching Beverly Hills.
I've been watching Beverly Hills. I'd never seen the whole entire season before. And you know what? Everyone's so mad at Dorit. I'm not as mad at her after watching the reunion. She's kind of copying, and she's making some sense. And I do think Teddy's in 1964, you were married to a waiter, and I'd like to address that. I feel it's my responsibility as an accountability coach.
Penny K texted, Bethany, how satisfied were you to see Luann be called out and squirm at Ramona's dinner party after she made the comment about your relationship with Dennis at the reunion?
Not very.
Not
I may
very.
Be a know-it-all,
oh,
but I'm not
so
and
funny.
I told you so. I'm not and I told you so. I I didn't tell her so about Tom. I just told her, and then I let it go.
Thoughts from both of you, your reaction to Kim and NeNe's big fight on the Atlanta reunion.
Oh, Atlanta was so
That was good dirty. I took a bath. I wanted to scrape my body off. That was down and dirty. And Kim's just like, no, I didn't do that. And there's the video of me doing that. It's just like, never lets the truth get in the way of a good lie.
Let's go to Jordan from Marina Del Rey. Hey, Jordan, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, guys. My question's for Bethany. I wanted to know which one of the ladies you think has slept with the most men.
Has what?
Which
what,
one of the New
the
York
franchise
housewives?
Or of mine?
Wait, she's done what?
Oh, mine? Jesus.
Just of New York.
Like, it's a dead heat between Luann and Sonia. But who's been single longer? Luann. Luann. I don't know. So, yeah.
You know what?
Can we
hold
on?
Let's do a poll. When you have it ready, tell me in my ear. We want to know what you think. Who's slept with the most on the New York Housewives? Let's go to John Michael from South Carolina. Hey, John Michael, what's your question?
Hey, John Michael, I'm with my fiance Ronnie. We wanted to ask Leah Michelle if she talked to.
Have you spoken to Kevin McHale since he came out? And congratulations on your engagement. And Bethany, you look fabulous.
Thank you.
Oh, that was a lot in one thing. What was the actual question?
Kevin, have you spoken to Kevin?
Have you talked to Kevin McHale since he publicly came out last week?
I have not, but I love him and adore him. He's one of the most kindest, special, most talented people on the planet. We've always loved and supported him, so I'm very, very, very proud of him.
Absolutely. Mazel to you, Kevin McHale.
And you know what? Luann was married longer, so Sonia has had more time. More time to get work done. It could
we're
be
gonna,
a tie.
We're going to take this question to the audience because it's a great one. On next week's Housewives of New York City, Bethany invites Dorinda to Puerto Rico, but Dorinda instantly goes from unintelligible to uninvited. Here's a sneak peek.
Holy Do you think the home front has a constructive ability to make that happen?
In Haiti?
Yeah.
Oh, we've had amazing progresses there.
Do you think there's a constructive action to make it, like, ability to sustain itself?
He would know more than you would, that. No, you're doing it.
I'm saying Haiti's in a bad place still. My husband did it. He was part of Haiti and
yeah,
Costa Rica for
but
years.
You could say, let's just give up and let everybody f-ing die. I mean, there's like the same thing in
Puerto Rico. I never said that, Bethany. I never
no,
said
I didn't.
That.
So maybe you shouldn't come tomorrow if you feel so hopeless about it.
Fine, I
do
I
not.
Come.
The way you're saying and the way that you're acting. Watch,
I was excited.
Back.
I was happy to be here. And you did this. You always ruin everything.
Oh.
Woo-wee.
Too good.
That's a doozy. Okay, we're going to take the poll up, guys. We want to know from you, audience, who do you think has slept with
Holy
the most men?
No, that's not fair.
Oh, my God.
No.
Wait, it was supposed to be all of the women. It wasn't supposed to be Luann or Sonia. It was supposed to be everyone in the group, you guys. Okay, well, it looks like you
Mention
guys said Sonia.
Mention it all.
But by the way,
this is great.
I have have a feeling Sonia will be happy to win that.
I want to really think about it. Right. I got to get the abacus out and start putting those beads across. And I think it's Luann. She's better at it, I think. I don't know.
Let's go to Wendell from North Carolina. What's your question?
Hi, Annie. It's Wendell. My question is for Bethany. Whatever happened to your big staff that worked for you? Did you fire them?
My big staff? No, I have a bigger staff now. I have an actual president. I'm like, weren't you watching a couple weeks ago? I have a big office. Yeah. I have a president. I have a brand manager. I have three assistants. I have a driver.
Nellie
now.
Cupcakes wants to know, Bethany, have you stayed in contact with Jill since Bobby's funeral?
We have, and it's nice. I mean, she'll text me, and we have a nice sort of interaction, and it's clean, which is what I wanted it to be.
Topher 9200. Leo, when are you returning to Broadway?
Oh, maybe soon, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah. Wow.
Good, you're working on something.
Yeah.
You like being in New York, don't you?
I like, L.A. is great, but yeah, I'm from here. There's no place like New York, truly.
Yeah. All right, how is Be Strong going?
It's incredible. It's been, and it's not only Puerto Rico, it was Mexico, Houston, Dominica, U.S. Virgin Islands, because people say, what about? But it's been 54 planes, cargo ships, $50 million in relief. It's dogs now.
It's
just
great.
Grew.
And by the way,
Andy donated a plane very early on. I was the first person. I know. But, and you were like third and fourth. You, Elvis Duran. Tinsley donated, Ramona, Carol, Luann, Dorinda cooked something and won a contest, donated. It was wonderful. Thank you, everyone.
Let's go to Tim from the D, Detroit, Michigan. What's up, Tim?
Hi, my question's for Leah.
Okay.
Leah, you're a phenomenal singer.
Thank you.
Lots of Real Housewives think they're phenomenal singers, too. Which of the Real Housewife recording artists would you let in your glee club?
Oh, well, I have to say, I really loved this, not a housewife, but I thought Lala was great on Vanderpump.
Oh, yeah, Lala killed it.
I want that like, Lala single, and I'll give it to Erika Jane for sure.
Yeah.
Love her.
What did you think of Erika Jane at the reunion?
I thought she was great.
She had a bad migraine.
Yeah, she was very poised. I like Erika more when she's, like, giving it to us, but I adore her. But that Lala performance, can you handle
it? Yes, no, it was really good.
She was great. I was into that.
Yes. It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the crowd at the Cavaliers-Raptors game for shouting my favorite Kardashian's name while her cheating baby daddy, Tristan, was playing.
And he still made
it. Okay, here's the deal. I love this idea, and I urge everyone at the Regency to start chatting, Luann, Luann, when Tom goes there tonight. Isn't that a great idea? Isn't that wild? Tonight's shackle goes to, I love Queen Elizabeth, but she met Prince Louis or Louis today for the first time on Monday. So to make matters worse, once she finally met the baby, I heard she looked down at him and said, "My William, you're really going bald rapidly." Get it? All right. Was that so bad? The band thinks that was...
The band!
What? I want to thank Bethany, Leo, and Ocean Park Standoff for being here. Oh, nice shot of that.
Oh, I saw that.
Nice. It's Bethany and Leah. Ocean Park Standoff, Samantha, Pete, and Ethan. The new single is If You Were Mine, featuring Lil Yachty. It's available now. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling? Hey, caller.
Hey, Andy, it's Dana.
Hey, Dana. Do I know
my question
you?
Is for Bethany. I adore you first, Andy.
Oh, thank you, Dana. Where are you from?
What can we do today to help Bethany with Be Strong and her efforts in Puerto Rico?
How can
and
people
elsewhere?
Donate to Be Strong?
Oh, thank you so much. It's bestrongdeliveringgood.org. And if you have a specific, if you want to do relief in Houston or Mexico or Puerto Rico,
you
it's better to be specific.
You can assign the money.
You have to be so legit when it comes to donations of money. People, you have like a mission statement in the way that it goes, so I like it to be very clear. Yours was for a plane.
Great.
Clear.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, I'm Taylor from New York, and my question is for Leah.
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to say first that I love you and you're my queen.
Thank you.
But the question is, what are your thoughts on those conspiracy videos saying that you're illiterate?
God, did you hear about this?
No. What? Okay,
you don't know about this? How long did I have? No, I woke up one day and all of a sudden, all online, someone had made a conspiracy video, 45-minute long video, trying to prove that I can't read or write.
All right, what does this say?
And
what is that word?
It's a Dorinda.
No, sound it
Bethany.
Out.
No, I.
Dorinda.
But by the way, not only do I have to memorize pages and pages. They said that Ryan Murphy would have to read the lines to me.
Yes.
Ryan called me. He's like, do people think that I have the time in my life to come and do this?
He's like a billionaire.
I got accepted to NYU. Like, I mean, it's the most bizarre thing that's ever happened in my life.
But just out of curiosity, what was their proof?
So the proof was when I go on like book tours, like book signing, that I'd be signing my name, but I wouldn't actually be writing it. I'd just be like posed.
Oh, you also don't know how to write your own name.
I don't know. Yes, no, nothing. Yes, it was like that. It was like I think that some my signature was sloppy. I mean,
it all tracks.
Yes,
it all tracks.
It all goes right. It's just. Have you ever had anything like that happen? Like something.
I always say it, and I don't know why I give it more that I made out with the situation. I don't understand I don't even know. It's so random.
It's
but I
so,
kind of now like it. It's so ridiculous.
Right.
It's
just like mine.
I did.
Like
I
mine.
Did.
Was like, it was
I
just
did.
The craziest
it
thing.
Wasn't the only thing I did.
That's
I gave
really
a blowjob right afterwards.
Right. I feel better.
Yeah. Sorry, Dennis. I apologize.
Someone tried to start that. That's very funny. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Apologize.
Hey, this is Sam from New York.
Hey, Sam, what's your question?
Well, two things. First of all, I have a new podcast on iTunes. It's called Mostly Unscripted, and we go deep on The Housewives. Please listen.
Okay.
Bethany, my question for you. Dorinda recently did an interview, and she said it was very hurtful that you labeled her a drunk, and she compared it to her labeling you as mentally unwell. Oy. Those were her quotes. After seeing the video of you breaking down over Cookie, and I was wondering if you had seen this and what your response would be.
I'm not okay with this. With the Cookie thing, I think that I probably at that moment was mentally unwell. My dog of 18 years, who has been my life, died, and she was seizing, and I didn't know what to do. So I probably was mentally unwell. And Dorinda on the way to Puerto Rico was a drunk. So if it quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Cassie, and I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Hey, what's your question?
My question is for both Bethany and Leah Michelle.
Mary, yes, we did have sex with one another.
Yeah, we made out during the
Mario,
break.
Simon, and the Count.
Mario, Simon, and the Count.
Is it Mary Killer?
Mary Shag Kill.
Okay, wait. Mario,
Simon,
Luann's husband, the Count.
Lou's husband.
And then who's the third?
Simon Van Campbell.
Okay, well, he's for me.
Simon's gonna be killed.
Simon's out. He's out. I'm gonna marry the Count.
Same.
And I'm gonna
have
Shag Mario.
Shag Mario. Okay. Yes, good.
I love it.
And
kill
it's like
Simon.
I'm choking on something, and it's one of their somethings, but it's not. I'm just actually choking.
Right.
Yeah.
That was
a good
so
one.
Funny. That is
a really good
that
one.
That was a great question,
yeah.
And I like your answer.
Thank you.
Did you know the Count at all?
I did. I met him at his house, and I think we might have had dinner once. Yeah, he was very nice, charming.
Yeah.
I went rollerblading over to Luann's house and taught her how to cook a healthy, I'm choking, linguine carbonara.
That's
like
hilarious.
Like a healthy version. I know, you don't remember. Is that not in the show? I went rollerblading over to her house.
I do think that I remember. You went rollerblading
that's
in the city.
That's how long the show's been
the
on.
Townhouse.
I went rollerblading.
To the townhouse.
Correct.
Yes.
And taught her how to make linguine carbonara.
They were airing season one today.
Carbonara.
It was so
they
good.
They were airing season one, and I got many tweets about Tom appearing, and someone thought that they also saw Missy playing tennis with Ramona.
That makes sense.
Could be. Because New York City, there's, you know, everyone has to sleep with the same guys, and, you know, it's
I think
like,
you should do a very special episode of Who Hasn't F***ed Tom.
I want to thank Bethany Frankel and Leah Michelle and Ocean Park Standoff. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.